In Astronomy with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dominic Ford. This month we're joined by Andy Fabian, Tamala Masil, and Imogen Whittam. We'll come back to them very soon. But first, Dominic, what have you seen in the space science news this month?
Well, this is a paper that I've picked up in the journal Science this month by Marty Truk from Harvard University. And he's looking at two problems in our theories of how the Earth-Moon system formed. Now, one of the key results from the Apollo missions in the 1970s was that the moon is made of very similar material to the Earth's mantle. And that's rather surprising because other rocky bodies in the solar system all have quite different compositions. So that points quite strongly towards a common origin for the Earth and the moon. And the leading theory is that a small body impacted the proto-Earth about 5 billion years ago. And this collision was so violent that it stripped off material from the Earth's mantle, and these fragments formed a ring around the Earth, and then these fragments accreted together and formed the moon out of material from the Earth's original mantle, and that's why they appear to be made of very similar material. The problem is when you actually run simulations of that event, what you find is that most of the material that ends up in this ring of fragments is actually fragments of the impacting body, which we would expect to have a different composition from the Earth itself. So you would actually expect the moon to have a comparatively different composition to the Earth, even in that model. Now, another problem with this theory has to do with the day length on the Earth. The Earth is a relatively slow rotator, turning once every 24 hours. Now, we think the day length has got longer over the last 5 billion years, and it was only about 4 hours back 5 billion years ago when this impact happened. But computational simulations of the formation of the Earth suggest a rotation period more like about 2 hours for material accreting together in a protoplanetary disk. So what Marty Truk has done is he's wondered, if the Earth was spinning faster and this impactor came in exactly the right angle, could you engineer a collision such that most of the material that ended up in the moon was from the Earth's mantle and not from the impactor? And what he's found is, if there was what's called a retrograde collision, where the Earth's surface was moving one way and the impactor came in the opposite direction, there was a head-on collision between the surface of the Earth and this impactor, that would essentially bring this impactor to a standstill. That wouldn't have escape velocity to escape the Earth's gravitational field, but you would kick up an awful lot of dust, essentially, which would form a ring of material predominantly from the Earth's mantle, and that could then go on to form the moon. And you might find that the moon would then only about 15% contaminated with the material of the impactor, and that's just about compatible with what we see for the composition of the moon.
But what would then have happened to the impactor itself if it didn't have escape velocity to leave the system? Surely it would still be hanging around.
That's right. Most of the material of that impactor would be in the Earth's mantle, but the Earth, of course, is geologically active, and its surface is continually changing, and so it would get mixed in fairly thoroughly with the Earth mantle. And unlike the moon, the Earth is a very big place. And so you can lose that material just by dilution in the Earth's mantle. And hence, yes, it would cause a small change in the Earth's composition, but completely compatible with the observations.
So he has run computer simulations that appear to create a situation that works and gives us the right composition. But the big question then is, if the Earth was spinning faster, have we had the right physical mechanisms ever since to spin the Earth up? Or would we now be going even faster than we are based on that starting point?
Yes, that's certainly an issue. But the second part of this paper actually shows that there's a new mechanism that people haven't considered before, by which the Earth's rotational energy can be lost into its orbit about the Sun. And the effect is that the Earth slows down its rotation whilst moving out slightly in its orbit about the Sun. And that seems able to explain actually how the Earth has come to have the long day length that it has.
So what's the next stage to try and actually collect some information to prove that this model is the case? How will we tell if the Earth has in fact been had this breaking effect from its relationship with the Sun?
I think it's a very good point that with any computational model, you want to be slightly sceptical because different groups often produce different results with their different computational codes. Now, there are quite a lot of teams working on the problem of modelling the Earth-Moon system formation because it's an interesting problem because it's all about where we as humans came from and what the chances are that we might find other systems like it elsewhere in the galaxy and the wider universe. So I think what will happen next is that other teams will run similar simulations and see if they can produce similar collisions in their codes and see whether all of these codes are pointing in a similar direction.